Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to Long Island, where an unusual friendship is catching a lot of people's attention on social media. This is a truly classic human interest story with a little added spice of social media in there, too. To set the scene, we've got to meet Barley. Barley is a 7-year-old golden retriever who sadly started having seizures and is now on an epilepsy medication. Luckily, this seems to have done the trick for the epilepsy, but it had some unintended consequences. I read about this in the Washington Post, and they spoke to Tori Canarelli, the owner of the medicated pup. She's quoted as saying, "She lost her goldenness, her fun, her spunk. She was always sleeping or mopey. It was heartbreaking." Then, about 2 years ago, Barley met a brand new friend, Louis the Duckling. If you can believe it, at the time, Louis was just a foster duck. The intent was for the family to move the duckling along to a more permanent home. But again, according to Canarelli, they fell in love with each other instantly. The duck and the pup became close friends and now truly can't be separated. This is an American Peking duck, which I didn't know this, cannot fly, but it can live to be 12 years old. And Louis and Barley love to wrestle. This is something I have never really seen, but I would encourage you to check out the Instagram account at Duck and a Dog to watch a video of a dog and duck having a full-blown wrestling match. And I gotta tell you, it does seem like the duck is winning. They share food, they spend time with each other every day, they follow each other around, and they seem to really make each other's lives so much better. The theory is that even though they are different kinds of animals, they are two very social animals. So they both appreciate seeing a friendly, non-threatening face every day. To document their relationship, Canarelli started the aforementioned Instagram account, and it's been getting a lot of views. Her reason for creating the account? Initially, she was just taking pictures to share with friends at work, but started the account because, and I quote, "I want to give people something to smile about," which is admirable indeed. This whole thing really feels like a late 80s, maybe early 90s live-action animal adventure movie. In fact, as soon as I'm done recording, I might have to hop onto IMDb and see if there actually was a movie about a dog and duck, you know, looking for their owner or trying to get back home or solving crimes. It seems too good to be true. No matter what, their relationship is good news, and I'm glad people on social media are getting some joy from it too. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.